Man took his boy to the doctor, and the boy was afraid to go to the doctor because he was afraid he might get hurt. What would you say to the boy about the doctor? Tell the boy that the doctor is going to hurt him? How would you say that?
I wouldn't hardly know.
Well, I would say, oh, he ain't got no good at it.
Probably.
Suppose you were planning to do something, and I came along and I said, "Well, you were planning to go fishing this afternoon," and I came along and said, "Let's go fishing this afternoon." And he said, "You might say, well, I was going to do it anyway." How would you answer a question like that?
Well, I'd probably tell you that I wasn't interested in fishing, didn't want to go.
Well, suppose you were interested and you'd already decided before I asked you, what might you say?
It'd be hard to tell the truth about it.
I'd say you were going to do it anyway.
Yeah, might do it.
Your wife asked you if you're the one that used a good drum and got it all messed up, and you didn't use it, what would you say? Say I went the wrong way. I wasn't the one to use it.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to ask somebody about how he's feeling, what do you say? You're on the street.
Well, I'd say, how are you feeling today, mister?
Can you think of any other expressions you might use?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear people around here say, how you be?
Yeah, I've heard them say that, too.
What about, how be you? What is it, what you could call that thing that your wife wears to protect her dress when she's getting dinner?
Call that apron, I guess.
And the thing you wear in the wintertime keeps you getting cold?
Well, usually a sweater.
What do you wear, say, when you're going to church?
A coat.
You ever wear a vest?